Obviously, the management is particularly serious, and rightly so. The HICWA report was fairly damning. They have carried out a review, and following that review, that they have now introduced some measures that will hopefully deal with the issues that HICWA raised within the report. In general terms, very much welcome the review and the seriousness that the management has taken the HICWA report, and we can only now wait and see if the measures they're implementing are going to address the issues raised by HICWA.
Having previously said management should be considering their position, are you more satisfied now with what's happening?
Yeah, well, I'm satisfied to the extent that where they have carried out the review, as I say. HICWA have also said that they will continue to monitor. Obviously, the next HICWA report will be the benchmark for that, and hopefully it'll be a good one. I hope that the measures that they are implementing within the review are going to meet the standards required by HICWA. But there's just one of the things that I'm just not so sure on, and that's in relation to naming and shaming members of staff in relation to hand hygiene. I think that's an internal disciplinary matter, and it's something, you know, that the management need to deal with their workers with the utmost respect and dignity. And I don't believe naming and shaming people is the way to go. But overall, yeah, I'm happy that a review's been carried out and that there's new measures in place now to address the issues raised by HICWA in the report.